Does fear of death keep me living? No.
Well, just as fear of fire keeps me from putting my hand in it even accidentally.
Ah, there one must distinguish between fear and wisdom, intelligence. It's not fear of fire that keeps you from putting your hand into it. You are not afraid of fire, really. Because if you are smoking, you light fire and take it very close to your nose. You light the fire, put the lighter in your pocket, in your handbag. I would be frightened.
No, but it's an instinctual reaction.
Right. So you are not fire. You are not afraid of fire.
No, it's an instinctual aversion.
No. It's not just instinctual. It's not totally instinctual. It is born of intelligence. You know that this fire will burn my finger and you don't want to touch it. That's different. Mm-hmm. And fear of death is something different. Quite different. Mm-hmm. It's completely different. In all the others, there is some amount of intelligence involved. In fear of death, there is no intelligence involved at all.
What about suicide?
Suicide is an extreme case. It's something is terribly complicated. There is some fear of life, which is so terribly overwhelming, and also a touch of madness. When the intelligence is snuffed out, then somebody attempts suicide. And I believe even in the case of people who want to commit suicide, there is a struggle. It's not so easy as people think it is. It's only the gun that made it a bit simpler. There have been instances in India when people walking out of running railway train walk backward to the door. No, the doors, yes. The doors are usually open, you see. And they didn't have the courage to walk forward out of the gate, knowing that the last step you will pull back.
What are they walking into?
Into
outside.
Oh,
the running train.
Off of a train.
And it seems they used to walk backward so that you don't know when the last step is finished.
Why should they run out of the train?
So that they are smashed immediately. I mean, in India, they don't have guns and that sort of thing, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So it's very every other form of suicide is painful.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You don't get the sleeping tablets so freely as you have here, and you don't get the drugs as... So the conventional method was to hang oneself from there, from something, and so on.
You think that's why some people might go to war? That they have a reason for suicide?
No. I don't think people who go to war hope to kill the others before me.
Is there a way of identifying with death to overcome it as there is a way
Right. Not only identifying with death, seeing its inevitably, seeing its inevitability, seeing that it is part of what we call life. Then there is no fear. It's me. Just as I... there's a word called pralaya in Sanskrit, which means dissolution. And it is said that pralaya is of very different kinds. Pralaya means dissolution, and they say there are quite a number of forms this dissolution takes. One is the cosmic dissolution, when the entire creation is dissolved, that occurs once every 320 billion years. Not so soon. But it may be 10 years later. Right. And the other is the dissolution of one part of this globe, just this world, for instance. This is Earth. And then there is the pralaya called death, when this body is dissolved. Something else carries on. The other one is sleep, when there is a temporary dissolution of the whole world. Temporarily. And then they say there is a pralaya every moment. When you close your eyes and open, the world is gone, the world has come into being. Then there is finally what is called the atyantika pralaya, that is enlightenment. A complete dissolution of everything. Dissolution of diversity.
Dissolution,
yes. Not dissolution meant dissolution. Dissolve. Everything is dissolved into one.
So that is the overcoming of
fear. Overcoming of the fear. Complete and total overcoming of the fear. Because you realize that all these are part of life. Nothing is... What is called death is part of life.
Is there an idea that life has a purpose but death has no purpose?
Well, if death is part of life, what do you mean? There need not be a separate purpose for life.
But some people say like it's very difficult to get a human birth and like it has to be used for...
That's nice.
Death is not to be used for anything. It's just
candy bar. Didn't your mother ever give you a candy bar if you behaved yourself well?
Yeah.
You see, anything that is supposed to provide a motivation for a good life is a carrot. Mm-hmm. And if you are tempted by it, you are a donkey. If you cannot be good because there is no because, and then all the rest of it is carrot. The other spelling of the word carrot is H-E-A-V-E-N.
Heaven.
This carrot is also spelled differently, yes?
Mm-hmm.
One is called heaven. But that is also a fear of death, isn't it? Why do I want heaven? Fear of death. I'm afraid to die. And I don't see the absurdity in that also. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. It's another silly thing. Without dying here, I cannot go to heaven. I don't want to die, but I want to go to heaven. How is that? How is that possible? Oh.